This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Politics in North Dakota has historically been decidedly low-key, low-budget, too. But you start pumping money out of the ground, and that changes in a big, bad hurry. With an oil boom in full swing, political spending in North Dakota is way up, $17 million so far this year, more than double the midterms 4 years ago. And just like you'd think, the oil and gas industry is a big spender. Emily Guerin reports.
In the basement of the Burley County Courthouse in Bismarck, County Auditor Kevin Glatt is getting poll volunteers pumped for Election Day.
Smile! Hey, if you're going to be crabby on Election Day, stay in bed.
Voting in North Dakota feels, well, friendly. It's the last state in the entire nation where you don't even have to register to vote. Precincts are small, and volunteers like Bonnie Fix often recognize a lot of the voters who come through.
It's kind of like a reunion, like a family picnic type thing.
But it feels a little different this time around.
North Dakota is indeed a warm, friendly, open state in terms of elections, but it's gotten ugly.
Jim Fugley is the former head of the Democratic Party in North Dakota. He says the cost and tone of politics have changed since the oil boom began in 2008. He points to political ads like this as evidence.
Ryan Taylor calls himself a tree hugger.
That ad is attacking the Democratic candidate for agriculture commissioner. It was paid for by a local political action committee that got its money from the National Republican State Leadership Committee. And some of its top donors are oil and gas companies like Devon Energy and ExxonMobil. Here's Jim Fugley again.
We have never had an industry this big, with this much money, have this much of an influence on an election.
Between PACs, trade groups, and corporations, the oil and gas industry has so far spent $1.3 million on the 2014 election in North Dakota, according to state data. That's a lot for this rural state of just over 700,000 people. There's the ag commissioner race, because that person is one of three who regulate oil and gas. But the industry money has gone to every single Republican running for statewide office and to defeat a ballot measure, Measure 5.
We all want to keep North Dakota's outdoors great, but Measure 5 is a bad idea.
Measure 5 would set aside 5% of the oil extraction tax for conservation projects. It doesn't raise taxes, but the oil and gas industry is against it. Ron Ness is president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and he says that's because oil companies want to see as much money as possible go directly to the boom towns, fixing roads and building schools and housing.
The more oil tax money going back to those communities helps to attract and retain workforce.
Most of the industry spending has come from the American Petroleum Institute. It's bought yard signs, a website, and it's sponsoring a phone bank. Carmen Miller is the director of public policy for Ducks Unlimited, a conservation group backing Measure 5. She said they even called her office.
And if you're calling the proponents of the measure, you must be calling just about every phone number in the state.
All that money means everyone else has to up their spending. Conservation groups backing Measure 5, like the Nature Conservancy and Ducks Unlimited, have combined spent four times more than American Petroleum Institute.
We have more money to fight over, and we have more money to fight with.
Robert Harms is chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota. The state takes in over $9 million a day in oil tax revenue, and Harms says everyone wants a say in how that money is spent. The oil boom has already transformed North Dakota's landscape and economy. Now it's doing the same with its politics. In North Dakota, I'm Emily Guerin for Marketplace.
Emily's story comes to us from the public media collaboration Inside Energy.